You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for joining me again on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Today I introduce you to Cheryl, who runs a recruitment agency for the hair and beauty industry. And I was really pleased to bring her to you today because it's one of the biggest problems that I see in the hair and beauty industry, and it chews up the most of our resources as a business owner, is employing, managing, hiring and firing great people in our business. So Cheryl sheds some tips with us on how to make sure we are a true leader in our business, employ the right people, induct them into our salon effectively, so we have a higher chance of keeping people for longer. So enjoy the podcast and I will talk to you after. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Larissa. It's great to be here.
Now, you're the founder of the National Recruitment Agency for Australia and now New Zealand also.
We are. Very exciting. We've just launched into New Zealand about 3 months ago.
Fantastic.
So very exciting.
So tell us a little bit about what you do, how you support the hair and beauty industry, and how did you come to do such or start such a company?
How did we start it? I was working for a company called Boutique Recruiters, Larissa, about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that there was such a need for this industry to really, really help salon owners in finding staff. Mm. So that business was actually sold to another gentleman. And I didn't agree with his integrity, to be quite honest. So I started up something on my own and changed it around a lot. And we're here to help salon owners when they're looking for staff, because we can be great at doing hairdressing or beauty, but we're not great at everything. And so we help the salon owners in putting together ad campaigns, getting it out there, doing the advertising and marketing, doing the interviewing, set up the interviews and following up for them. So then they don't have to worry about any of that. They can just work in their salon and do what they're best at doing. And we just do all the other background things for them.
Oh, where were you when I had my salon?
I don't know.
Because look, honestly, you know, as a business owner, it's one of the biggest headaches. You know, it's not just the logistical things that you talked about, but finding the right culture fit. Mm-hmm. It actually is, it takes up a huge amount of time.
It does.
For a business owner, doesn't it? So I'm really pleased that you're doing so well in Australia and well enough to arrive in New Zealand. So welcome to KiwiLand.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's so exciting.
So I'm really keen to hear, because you're right in the thick of it, in this sort of what I would call one of the biggest problems of the industry is employing and managing staff. So I'm really keen to hear, you know, your with business owners all the time, what have you learnt from the industry? What are your biggest tips for hair and beauty business owners in terms of employing and managing teams? I know you've got some great tips for us.
Thank you. Look, it's really important, Larissa, right from the very, very beginning to be very, very clear on your business and where you want it to go and who you want to work in your business.
Yeah.
So, you know, letting us do the managing for finding staff is probably a very wise decision unless you've got a lot of time in your business. Then getting the campaign out there, making sure that you get the staff in, you contact them very quickly if you want to do it all yourself, and getting them in quickly as possible. In this industry, in the hair and beauty industries, people apply for lots and lots of different positions. So unless you get hold of them very quickly, they've applied for lots of others. And unfortunately, not everyone has manners, Larissa. And they won't return your calls and they won't turn up for interviews. And that's just how it is.
And it's so baffling.
It is. Well, we're not educated in this anymore. Mm. So people just won't. And that's what happens. So we are slowly educating people. So once you get them, that's half the battle. And then keeping them is imperative to the growth of your business. Inducting them into your business, finding out, you know, explaining to them about the culture of your business, educating them in customer service as well. Not everyone also learns customer service skills in the school systems or where they were previously working. And my analogy is saying, Larissa, can you please pass me that blue pen? If you don't know what a blue pen is, you haven't got a hope in Hayley's of passing that blue pen. So it's really, really important that once you do find your staff, you train them in how you want your business to run. You work with them on how you want to treat your customers, how you all work together as a team, what you expect, what your expectations are, and then listen to theirs. So building relationships with your staff is vital when you're growing your business, because it's hard enough finding staff. Once we do find staff, we want to make sure that we keep them. And that way is to build a relationship with them to make sure that they're happy.
So we were talking about this topic before we jumped onto the podcast about becoming the leader in your business, because I know one of the things or the complaints that I see often is, you know, as owners, it's easy to blame the staff member for non-performance. And so tell us a little bit about being the leader in your business. What do we need to be to take that leadership role? And because I don't think, you know, it takes two to tango, right? It's not just up to the staff to come and be amazing and you do nothing.
Oh, God, no. you know, we've got to be the captain of our ships. We've got to be the leader. We've got to lead by example. So we've got to get in there and really know our business and work hard in our business and train and lead and motivate our staff as well. Because we, and a lot of people have this mindset, Larissa, which I think is quite sad, that they will just blame their staff for everything that goes wrong in their business. Mm. They'll blame their customers instead of actually taking responsibility and saying, you know what, it all stems from the top. Let me have a look at me. What do I do in the business? What's my mindset? Mindset is so important. You know, do I think positively? Do I think negatively? Because if you're thinking negatively, that's going to flow through the whole of your salon to your staff and also your clients. So make sure that you look after yourself mentally, physically, business-wise as well. So my advice to you is get yourself right. Make sure that you're working really well in your business. Motivate your staff. Let them learn from you and lead by example. And don't blame your staff. Don't blame your customers. Take responsibility. Take ownership. It's your business. It's nobody else's fault but yours.
Yeah.
And no one wants to hear that, Larissa, but it's the truth.
I was just going to say, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow and also, you know, separate yourself that, you know, their actions are, it's not always about you either.
No.
which is the other one that shows up a lot. Now, you started touching on this and I think it's really vital, so I'd love to dig into it a little bit deeper, and that's the training and education and what we might call induction of a new staff member, because this is... you started talking about the blue pen. Can we dive into that? And actually, what does an induction look like? How should we induct a new person into our business? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as soon as we decide to hire them, we've got to train them. Yep. We've got to take time to sit down and show them. Before they even start working on any of your clients, you've got to take them with you, lead them by the hand, show them how you want them to treat your clients.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little while. They can't just magically turn up in your business and know how your business runs. Before they touch any of your clients, you need to show them once again, by example, on how you want your clients to be treated. So, you know, take them with you, introduce them to your clients, let them see how you go for a while. You know, you should have your manuals set up. Not only do they need to, don't just show them a manual and say, this is how we operate. Show them, take them with you, let them see how you treat customers, how you greet them, how you upsell, you know, train them your way, and then let them know that they're very important in your business as well. And you want to show them, you want to train them because you want to keep them. and listen to them as well. It's got to be a two-way street, Larissa. And, you know, they're with you for, you know, 7 to 10 hours a day. It's like a relationship at home with your partner or your husband. You've got to build that relationship. Otherwise, they're going to walk out the door. So value them as well. But, you know, don't just throw them in your business and expect them to know what to do, because they don't.
I think I'm really pleased you brought that up, because I think this happens, well, you probably know is what I was going to say. I think this happens more than we know, but I'm sure you do know. You know, and I think the mind block can often be when somebody's been operating in the industry for a long time already. If somebody new comes to you and they've been in working for 10, 15 years already, don't you think there's a bit of a mind block sometimes that you can go, well, they should know. They've been in the industry for so long. They should know how it works. But what you're actually saying is, well, they don't know how it works. They know how maybe to cut, or they know how to do a facial, but not your facial, or they don't know where you keep the towels, or where how you say the things. Wouldn't you say that that's the mind block? We think, oh, they should know by now. They've been in the industry, or feel almost embarrassed to teach them. You're not reteaching them those skills.
No, we're not. We're just educating them on our salon, how we operate and what our expectations are. And, you know, then ask them, do they have any questions? It's otherwise, there's going to be chaos in the salon. I love using analogies, because it's very true. It's like coming from one relationship or one marriage and expecting this person to understand you. And, you know, business is all about relationships as well. And I keep going on about this because it's so important. So we need to get to know this other person as well. We need to form a relationship and to guide them into, you know, we can't assume anything in life. And we all know what the acronym of assume is. And it's very, very true. Never assume that this person knows everything, because no one knows everything, and we're not mind readers. We can't guess things. So have an open and honest communication and relationship with your staff member, and then they're going to respond and to know what to do in your salon.
I want to, before we move on to the topic of relationships in general, I want to talk about said salon manual or code of conduct or whatever it is that you know, different people call it, because you've mentioned it a couple of times, and I think it's really great, is you said take the manual with you when you go to do your consultation or to how to meet the client or do the things. Because I think all too often we see it, this manual gets created and we spend hours pouring into this is how we do it here, and then it gets tucked under the shelf and nobody ever sees it again.
No, bring it out. Go through it on a regular basis. Or, you know, when you have your little team meetings or one-on-one meetings with them, bring out the manual and use it as a guide. But have an open face-to-face conversation with them and say, is there anything you need training on? Is there anything you don't understand? You know, we'll go through the manual together, but that's a bit of our Bible. But always feel that you've got the opportunity to come to me, and no question is a silly question. Yeah. And I'm here to train you if you want training in anything. You know, be open for them to approach you. Like some salon owners, sorry, but we don't deal with them, but there are some salon owners that treat their staff very poorly, Larissa. And, you know, I think it's very, very sad. And then they wonder why they can't keep them.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a profitable business, be the type of person that someone would want to work with you. And I've said this before, would you want to work with you? And that's another tough pill to swallow. But, you know, we've got to look at ourselves and think, okay, am I being a good person? Am I a good business person? Do I listen? Do I lead by example? And all these, if you want a profitable business, that's what you need to do.
Yes.
And it's tough, but sometimes we need to be honest with ourselves.
Yes, that's the hardest, right?
Yeah, it's so easy to blame other people, but, you know, the buck always stops with us.
So let's talk about building great relationships inside of our business.
Okay.
What do you think are some of the key points in terms of building long-term successful employee-employer relationships?
Having, once again, open and honest conversations. I'd have team meetings, but I'd also take each of my staff members out for a coffee on a regular basis. Nice. Understand what's going on inside of their heads a little bit. You know, sometimes they might be scared to talk about, you know, what's going on with them at home or in their relationships, or, you know, form that relationship with them so you're always approachable. Yeah. I think just like you would a girlfriend or, you know, anyone, your bank manager, your neighbour, sit down and listen to them and understand if, you know, if they're going through a really, really hard time, don't let them be scared to say, I need time off, Larissa.
Yeah.
You know, I just need an RDO. I just need to deal with this. Rather than pretending that they're sick and they can't come to you and then there's, you know, dishonesty. I think in any business, whether it's a hair, beauty, spa or wellness industries or any business, you need to form those relationships. Richard Branson, who's one of my, you know, greatest mentors, he listens to his staff. He doesn't yell at them. He gives them time off if they need it. He treats them with kindness and respect and treats them like people. And they stay with him forever. They never leave him.
Yes.
So it's not that hard to treat someone. And I know we all get chaotic, and especially this time of year, everyone's in stress mode and we're all living for one day, which is ridiculous. you know, we place our lives on hold for one day of the year instead of going, okay, let's just be kind to each other every day of the year. And yes, it's going to get a little bit frantic this time of year, but let's just nurture ourselves. Let's, you know, have early nights. Let's not worry about trying to go to every Christmas party and just try and keep sane during this time as well. I think if you can keep a cool head in business and use your business head instead of your emotional head, you're going to have a lot more success as well.
Beautifully said. Absolutely.
Mm. Yes.
I do think sometimes, you know, the stress of being a business owner or the worry that we carry, I think sometimes as business owners we can project that onto our staff and have higher expectations from them than necessary sometimes.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's never a good way to, like you said, you know, you kind of need to hop into the mind, remember the point of view from their point of view.
Exactly.
Their responsibilities aren't the same. Yes, they need to perform, but they don't need to take on the worry of a business owner. It's not their responsibility to do
that. That's not their responsibility. And, you know, if you can just really also do what you're good at in your business and then delegate, you know, you're not going to be stressed that way. So, you know, if you're great at doing hair and dealing with staff, go and find someone who's good at social media. Make sure you've got a good accountant. Utilize us if you need help as well. Do whatever you need to do to outsource and get help. So that way you're not stressed. Make sure you look after your health and you nurture yourself as well, as corny as that sounds. But, you know, get good sleep. Make sure you're eating well this time of year. Don't try and attend every Christmas function. Otherwise you're going to get stressed.
Yeah.
And it's all for one day of the year. It's, you know, we've got 364 other days of the year that we've got to be here and present for. And your business will continue. You don't need to yell and scream at your staff and your husband or whoever else. Just breathe, relax, keep a business head and get through it. The world's not going to blow up on Christmas Day. It's all going to be fine. Don't panic through it is my greatest advice.
Great. I think very wise words. Thank you, Cheryl.
That's okay. That's all right.
Right. As we work towards wrapping up, what is a business quote or a mantra that you live by? I mean, you're a business owner also. What is the quote or the mantra that keeps you going, Cheryl?
Gosh, I think we spoke about this briefly before, Larissa. I've got a lot of business quotes. Probably what I live by is just keep going. There's going to be challenges. Not every day is perfect. We should throw out the fairy books where life is a fairy story.
Yes.
And rewrite them because, you know, there's going to be challenges that come up every single day in our business. Not every day is going to be great. There's going to be some days where you feel like pulling your hair out, but just know that these are challenges that we need to go through to learn. They're little hurdles, and they will make us stronger, and we'll learn from these. Instead of going and blaming your staff for this has happened, or your husband, or the next door neighbour, or the economy, or the price of petrol's up, or whatever, just go, okay, what do I need to learn from this? Really sit down and be raw and honest and go, okay, this didn't work. What else do I need to do? What else do I need to change in my business to get through this? And it's just all part of business. It's to learn from. And, okay, this isn't working, so what do I need to do to keep going? What do I need to outsource? What do I need to do differently? That's business.
Challenges are learning paths, as you so eloquently said.
Yes, they are. They're just learning paths. And you know what? Challenges are great. Mistakes are great.
Yeah.
You know, every time we make a mistake, it's closer to getting us to understanding and learning. So instead of having a pity party, which most of us do, and I mean that with the kindest words that I can possibly say, and I don't mean to be detrimental to anyone because I know how hard business is. Yeah. But learn from these mistakes and that's do lots of work on yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Read positive books, learn, you know, Google, do YouTubes on business owners. Do lots of positive things every day.
Yes, agree. Now, that's a good segue into a recommendation of a book or a podcast or a webinar or something. What is a good recommendation that you have for our salon owners?
I would do lots of different things. I would continue to read books by great business people. Get help wherever you need. Learn as much as you can about business and finance as well. I think that's really, really important. Yeah. I do different things. I'm reading Napoleon Hill, Positive Thinking at the moment, so which is really, really important. I do, I know this sounds really corny too, Larissa, but I do yoga every day.
Great.
And I eat really well. So it's a combination, and it's a little bit like this as well. It's like we go to the gym and we'll do an hour of exercise and we'll go, okay, now I'm going to be fit. I don't need to do anything else. And it's like we read one book and we go, okay, now my mindset is right. I don't have to do it again.
And that, you're so right.
And that is so opposite. Or, you know, I ate well for a week and I haven't lost weight. Well, sorry, but you need to keep eating well.
Yes.
It's a daily consistent effort. Read as much positive information as you can. Surround yourself with positive people. If anyone's negative, I would slowly take them to the back burner of my life, and I would keep surrounded with positive people. Yeah. And I would catch myself every time I said something negative, change that to a positive straight away. Eat well, exercise well. Really take a hard look at yourself and continue to do the same thing every single day.
Well said. Well, look, thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom with our salon owners. But I know that it's such an important service that you're providing to the industry. So where can people find you? What's your dub-dub?
What's our website? Our website is www.nationalsalonandsparecruitment.com.au, or you can find us on Facebook, National Salon and Spa Recruitment.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you for spending some time with us. And I hope that more people use your services and choose to delegate and outsource for your area of strength and so they can get on with running their business and their people. So thanks again, Cheryl.
My pleasure, Larissa. You have a wonderful Christmas and stay sane.
So there we have it. As Cheryl says, it all starts with you. So if getting started with employing great people feels like an uphill battle for you, then I've got a free resource for you, how to attract a rockstar team. The number one reason you're not growing your team as fast as you would like is your ads fail to attract the right people in your salon, or anyone in fact. So I'm going to leave the link to the download. It takes you through some tips to get started, images, copy to use, and just how to think about it in a modern way to start attracting the right people. I'll leave the link on the podcast page at salonownerscollective.com, and otherwise I encourage you to reach out to Cheryl because it's going to be a huge weight off your mind. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you next week again on the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.